So we're discussing the process of aligning to divine will. Explain to us what we're trying to achieve here.
The most important thing is to have all parts of yourself through all time and space, because we don't just live here in the physical plane. There are parts of us that are present in parallel realities in other times and places. However, they are all still connected to us. So the point is to bring every part of our being through affirming it and intending it into divine alignment. So part of awakening is becoming, in a way, fully responsible for all parts of our being and calling them to be present and then calling them to divine alignment.
Yeah, okay.
So ultimately, it means that you have no blind spots, or you have no parts of yourself acting out of alignment that you're in denial of.
Right, okay. So when we practice the aligning divine will exercise, we're reaching up to the highest part of ourselves. We're reaching up to that divine light that is a spark of God, or a pure essence, the part of us that is the fully enlightened being. So when we establish that connection, it's important for us to try and hold that connection while we're in our day-to-day life, where possible. As this kind of creates a stronger connection and opens up the channel more and more. The more and more you can maintain it, the stronger the channel will become. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. So, from the fifth dimension and beyond, there will be no non-aligned aspects. Aspects that need to come into alignment can only exist in the dimensions below the fifth. So, once we've gone through the gates of the fifth dimension, all aspects from there on up are already divinely aligned. However, we can have hundreds and thousands of aspects below that fifth dimensional line. And depending on your travels throughout your incarnations, not only on Earth but in other planetary worlds and systems, you could have thousands of aspects in other planetary worlds, working in other realities, and also on Earth. So what we're doing is cleaning up the space completely in the fourth dimension, and we're becoming fully responsible as the human vehicle here in the physical plane, as much as we can be for our multidimensional self.
Is it for the multidimensional selves that are below the fifth dimension?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because let's say, for example, you have an aspect of yourself that's angry. Now, you may not know that you have that, yet other people step into your energy field or come close to you, and they feel a little bit uncomfortable, they feel a little bit put off, or they sense there's some passive aggressive energy there. They're not feeling quite safe with you. You do not feel angry in yourself, you're just happy going about your day, but other people are sensing that. So there is some underlying energy there. You may accidentally call to yourself some aggressive people into your life. They're mirroring, not you at the surface, they're mirroring this energy underneath. Now, that energy may not be here from this lifetime. That's why you're not detecting it. But when we do the alignment of will, and you go up and you do the exercise, and as we progress, we're going to get more advanced with this exercise. So we start scanning the levels, but just to begin with, we'll just do what we did today. But as you advance, you'll be able to scan the levels and detect that there is an angry part. Something's not aligning. When you're going up into your alignment, something isn't pulling in. You'll get to feel it. And then with work, and we've got various tools we can use to find this, you may find, for example, that there is a part of you in existence on another planetary world, or there is a part of you, let's say, from a past life in Egypt, who has not resolved its feelings. And so we want to clean up our timeline completely.
Right.
Okay. So that you have nothing like that in your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like a glass of water. One polluted drop that's dropped into that glass of water from a dropper will taint the purity of the whole glass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the devil is in the detail.
Okay.
And the reason why we want to ensure that the glass of water is pure is the cleaner it is, the greater access you have to the higher levels of your channeling system.
Fantastic. Yeah. From a practical point of view, when you visualize that light as you're traveling up and you feel that light and you bask in it, and then you come back down to earth, so to speak, it's good to remember that connection, to bask in that, to feel that when you're in your physical space, because that helps establish that channel.
Definitely.
Mm.
And you may call to yourself opportunities to do that. So you may be sitting across the table from someone, or you may be, I don't know, interacting with other people on some level, and they're pushing your buttons for whatever reason. You have in that moment the opportunity to, while you're sitting there listening or, you know, interacting with that individual, you have the ability to just slightly pull your attention and your energy away from what's going on with them and place it quietly without anyone realizing, placing it up on that divine source level of yourself and hold that there, hold that focus, and you'll find that you'll naturally yield to that higher level coming down and your attachment to what's going on in the physical plane will lessen significantly.
Yeah, yeah.
So that person may be doing or saying something, and I'm just using examples, that's uncomfortable or slightly irritating or offensive or whatever. You'll find that your attachment to their behavior or wanting to change that in any way will lessen.
Great, yeah. And also you can obviously practice this in moments in the car or while you're waiting in line or whatever, just anything, even when there's not something confronting you, it's good to feel that light and that radiance, because that's essentially the connection.
And for me, it helps me to redirect my focus all the time on the highest potential of something.
That is your, essentially, when you go up, that is, you're connecting to your God self, which is fully in alignment and only expresses the perfection that God expresses. And in a sense, there's no trying or doing or anything like that. It's just about being and allowing that presence. You know, it's almost like that, if we get out of the way and just allow that higher self to come through and aligned and be in the moment, everything is perfect. Everything works out.
I think that's exactly it.
I think, great. So as a, it's good to kind of practice this divine alignment really as much as you can. And that you'll find that, you know, after a week or two, you'll have established a good connection, and it'll be a noticeable difference to how different it is when you first started.
Definitely. Look, The reason why we start early with it is that it can take a couple of months to establish, because it can take a bit of time to weed out any aspects that are not in alignment and bring them to alignment. Some will be underneath layers, if you know what I mean. So we start early. Again, like what you were saying, it's a muscle too that needs to be exercised. And it was how Upstairs trained me. And I don't know of any other more important step to opening the full capacity of your channeling system.
Right,
not
right.
that I know anyone who's opened their full capacity, their full capacity of their channeling system. I certainly haven't, but it's the first step to opening that level that you are wanting.
Yeah.
Because full alignment is like a key to open the channels. It's literally turning a key.
Yeah.
It allows you to gain access.
So it's good to practice this in all different situations to see how you can connect. And obviously, it's good to practice it when you're in a good space, because it's probably easier to establish that connection than when you're in a confronting space.
Definitely.
But the goal is just to kind of get familiar with it, get the feeling, so you can literally, standing in a queue, doing a divine alignment and feel it within a few seconds, and then be able to hold that feeling, you know, as much as you can throughout the day.
Yeah. It's definitely a key to ascension, as well as opening the channeling system. It's also useful if you can't sort of take a moment to do that alignment. If you've had a busy day and you can't quite bring yourself to do the meditation, even just quickly affirm, I align all that is of me to divine will. That affirmation, every time you come up against a level that's not surrendering in yourself, just affirm, I align all that is of me to divine will. Upstairs requires no control in order to be able to come in and talk through you. Just in that moment, I mean, you can still be controlling in your daily life, but in that moment, it requires surrender. So in conclusion, I think it's worth pointing out that it is an exciting time, because it really is that sort of like a reunion in a sense.
Yes.
Yeah. A reunion with your eternal self. And you, deep down in your very core, you do want to reunite with your eternal self.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the truth of the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.